Before we begin this episode, we want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems, in particular, Christian G, Evelyn B, and Cassandra G. You know, they've been riding deep with us like almost from the start. So, like, big support, big love to all three of y'all. And if you want to be part of supporting the ongoing production of this podcast, visit the link in the description of this episode or patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. You know, you can support us for as little as a dollar. $5 gets you a video version of this episode, $10 gets you a bonus episode, and there's like a couple other perks that you can check out. Yeah. So with that said, let's start the show. Let's do it live, Cassandra. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Bitter Brown Femmes. I am one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, but originally from LA, 323, formerly 213, Maywood in the house.
Okay. And this is Cassandra coming to you from the 915 in El Paso, Texas.
And yeah, this week's recession indicator is that the richest man in the world is having Twitter beef with the president of the quote unquote most powerful country in the world. Yeah, during Pride Month, as someone said, the messiest, the most toxic breakup of Pride Month has already begun. But yes, Elon Musk and Trump are no longer besties. And, you know, somebody, when that fight started, somebody said, you know, this is probably like a cover up for something. And in retrospect, now that we know like the shit that Trump is pulling in LA, sending 2,000 National Guard folks and 2,000 more this week, we know that he was like trying to cover up these raids in LA. But yes, Elon Musk, Trump, no longer besties. Elon Musk being reportedly using an ungodly amount of cocaine and ketamine on the daily.
Okay.
Girl, she's acting like a Gen Z over here with the ketamine.
Tragic. What is there to say?
Yeah.
He wasn't even that mad about Grimes.
Girl, for real. I'm just how embarrassing for Grimes. Ugh. For everybody involved. Damn. I don't know. A part of me has some hope that Grimes is gonna do something funny, to recuperate her reputation for the history books. But, you know, also not trying to get in the business of trusting rich white people. So there's that. But on to like the biggest news in the US right now, and that is that Trump ordered an ICE raid to target all sorts of places in LA, primarily workplaces that have been known to hire mostly undocumented folks, or are run primarily by undocumented folks. And so these ICE raids were pulling people out of these workplaces, out of the streets, out of their homes, and something like 1,000 people were said to have been abducted by ICE over the weekend in Los Angeles. And LA, like, you know, didn't take it laying down. Like, they fought back pretty hard and have been driving back ICE over the last, you know, few days, the last 3 days or so.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing happening right now. Well, a lot of things. It feels like a lot of things are happening, but that's the biggest one, which honestly is feels good. Feels good to see, and I know there's a lot of feelings involved and out in the outcomes as well, but right now it feels good to see people like doing something other than, I don't know, there hasn't been like mass mobilization since Trump took office, I feel.
I
And
think.
that's not to say that people aren't doing things on the ground, because we always say this, like people are always doing work in the back, in the background, right? Just because we don't see it happening. But seeing like this happening right now is wild.
Yeah. And it's been pretty like organized, right? Which is, I like that you like corrected yourself and you're like, you know, things have probably been hap or have definitely been happening like in the background or, you know, on the low. And I think this shows because the tactics that like, you know, the folks protesting and pushing ICE back are like way more advanced than we've seen in the past. Things like my favorite things are like you know, throwing like the scooters through like at cops and inventive things like ordering Waymos, which I hate, which like, you know, fuck Waymos, which if you're not familiar with them, and be lucky that you don't, and I'm sorry for ruining this for you, but Waymos are like this personless, driverless taxi that is infiltrated, I think mostly California, but I think New York might be infested with them. But yeah, they're just like these little white cars that pick you up and like act like a Lyft without a driver. And all sorts of shit has happened. People have been stuck in them or have been in accidents in them, and like there's been little accountability. But now the children are ordering Waymos and like sending them towards like these ICE and National Guard folks and lighting them up. And somebody said that this is a lot of like young kids' like first interaction with lithium batteries. So they're actually like, you know, having lessons in STEM right now.
I love that the Waymos are getting set on fire. We don't have Waymos here. I actually barely saw one when I was in Phoenix, and I don't know if they're called the same thing, but I was just like tripping out on how many I saw. But anyway, so I think it's hilarious that they're being set on fire. Someone pointed out on Twitter that they are burning them because they're vile representations of governance that has valued profit over the public good, and that they represent labor replacement, essentially, and the decimation of public transportation, among other things. So it's funny, and it's also, I love it. Like, and people that are like, no, not like that they're upset, like, which we're going to get into, but you know, liberals doing all of this and they're non-violent, misquoting MLK
Oh God.
bullshit. And they're just like, I'm okay with mass deportations, but not the Waymos or whatever the fuck they're called. Like, that's
Bro.
pretty much because, you know, people love to defend property. And it's like, what are you defending? Fucking robots right now that have no fucking feelings? Like,
Lord.
it's
Yeah.
2025, and I can't believe like we're still on this nonviolent like bullshit,
And
like usual.
like valuing property over people. Like, first of all, like all these fucking Waymos have insurance. So the company that owns that shit, like, fully is gonna get their money's worth. And again, nobody was in them, nobody got hurt, not even the goddamn targets of these things. And second of all, like, let's like take it back a little bit to the fact that like Waymo, like the parking station for those things, like it pushed out people from parts of LA just for them to exist there. So on top of like taking people's jobs away, drivers, it's also like taking people out of their homes by like installing all these unnecessary like parking stations. Like, and it's also by the fact that they exist in LA have made like Lyfts and Ubers and taxis way more expensive. Somebody pointed out, and I experienced firsthand, that like going any which way in LA is fucking $40, like, and each way that. And some people, like, that is one of their only ways to get to work. And that's just like wild. Like when I was living in LA, even as recent as like 2020, like, you can get a Lyft for pretty cheap still, or like a car ride in general. Like, and it's like the continued existence of these things, and this like the I know that, like you mentioned that, and other folks have mentioned, like the gutting of public transportation. It's very real, like despite the fact that like it's being improved in some way, like new routes are being created and things are being renovated. But like, for example, like with this with the protests happening, LA, the LA metro system, like shut down like their trains. Like those are no longer running for a whole fucking month. So from now until June 30th, people who fucking use those trains to like get to work, to live their life, like no longer have access to them. So even the fact that like our tax dollars for Californians, LA folks, like tax money goes to this, they still are at the whim of like the police state to access goods that they already paid for. Oh my God, the library's closed too. And again, these are
Yeah.
things I already paid for.
There's just a lot. It's a little overwhelming.
Oh,
Like I've been on Twitter and there's just a lot. So I'm trying to think of like oh,
there's
where
a lot in LA. Like everything is so, like I'm not sure. Oh. Well, first of all, like a lot of what I'm like talking about is like very. I feel a sense of like, I don't know what the right word is, like helplessness. Not in that like I'm hopeless because I'm seeing all the badass work in LA, but, and I'm very proud of folks, but I'm also like not in LA anymore. And so that's upsetting. And so just seeing everything happen, and yeah, it's proud of my city. Sad that I, can't do more than like spread information, donate, share donation links, share resources. Yeah. And
So we have, go ahead.
luckily nobody I know has been like, a dick about it. So that's also felt good that like everybody that I know has been on the right side on this fucking issue.
Well, there's a lot of people not on the right side, and they are the liberals, of
Oh,
course, per
girl.
usual. Because, we all know they only have smoke for leftists. Any left anything versus they don't know how to fight the right. I think that that's they don't want to. They don't know how, they don't want to, and so they're always going to push left. Punch left, if you know what I'm saying. But we like today, for example, Bernie Sanders is being Bernie Sanders per usual and talking about MLK and nonviolence.
Oh,
Then we have
God.
Kamala Harris who posted a statement. What was the I read this I kind of read skimmed through it, but
Kamala
trying to th
Harris, yeah. Her statement, I'm gonna try to get through it
like
fairly
summarize
fast.
it.
But essentially, she said that like throwing the National Guard to protesters who have been largely peaceful is only meant to instill chaos. And didn't condemn ICE in any part of her message. And somebody pointed out the fact that like in Kamala Harris's like first campaign, like one of her promises that she was gonna hire, she wasn't even like general about it. She didn't say like more border agents. She said thousands. She says she's gonna hire thousands more border patrol agents. And in her last campaign, her second campaign, she was all about like enforcing the border and like was more conservative on that issue than she previously had been. She was also more conservative on like trans issues. Like her second campaign was more concern with the three conservative voters that could have maybe been swayed to vote Democrat, then when any of the issues that Democrats cared about or say they care about, or any issues that the left, which is the growing, the left populist voting bloc, is way bigger now than in 2016 during like the first, Bernie bro, quote unquote, wave, and without addressing any of their concerns. So just a reminder for folks, because as Cassandra will probably cover right now too, is like, oh, like folks who think that the Democrats were somehow be better on this issue, just a reminder that like, no, they would have just been, they would have approached this issue with the kind of quote unquote civility that still perpetuates the barbarism of ICE, but does it under the guise of like propriety, right? And does it under this like guise of niceness, because it's not like Biden wasn't deporting motherfuckers either, right? And it's not like the issues that were that exploded because of Trump were not were like those issues weren't solved under Biden; they were maintained.
Exactly. And this is the thing, like Kamala Harris tweeting that is also, or like when Democrats are not in office, they tweet, this is what they do. And this is like, someone had also pointed out that like what they say usually, like when they're not in office, is like the version we don't get when they're in office. So they love making these like false promises. They love acting like they wouldn't do this or they'd handle things differently. And sometimes maybe even seems like they have some sort of spine, but once they get in office, that all goes out the window. So Kamala Harris tweeting that is not surprising, but it is laughable because that was her fucking campaign. Like she literally was like, what? Like talked about how she would be more tough on border policy. She wanted to militarize the border even more. She wanted to hire all these border patrol agents. Like, and what we keep saying over and over again is like, this all would be happening under Harris. Like, mass deportations would be happening. It just wouldn't be as chaotic and as it is right now, right? Because that is also the point, I think, like, for this administration is for people to just be riled up and be on their toes of not knowing what's happening and like all the optics. And it's like the same thing, just they would have handled it differently, but it still would have been happening. So people that are still on this, like, if only we would have voted for her, whatever bullshit they say is like super fucking annoying. And it's also just, we know you don't care. Because if we see people being deported, kidnapped, separated from their families, and all you can say is, this wouldn't be happening if you all would have voted, is like, okay, just say you don't care. But anyway, what I was going back talking about property is like, and nonviolence, right? It's like 2025, and I hate having this conversation every time there's like riots or mass mobilization happening about destroying things, about looting, about violence. And it's like we live in a capitalist society, so it makes sense that people value property more than human life because that is what is instilled in us to value and to put worth on. So like I get it where this is all coming from, but it's like I don't know, it's so frustrating for people that have no empathy towards humans. Towards like suffering, towards pain, towards their neighbors. And I don't know how to like, how do you get that across to people that do, they just don't care? Because people that value property, that are more always upset about anything, about walls being painted, about looting, about cars being destroyed, these fucking Waymo robot cars, like the fact that you're more upset about that than seeing people being taken by ICE. And sent to, we don't even know where they're being sent. We don't even know where they're being held. We don't know nothing. And some of them we do know they're being sent to another, to other fucking countries, to prisons, to concentration camps. Like, it's wild that what people find more upsetting. You know what I mean? But again, it goes back to capitalism and the fact that it's all individualistic as well, right? Like, we shouldn't care what happens to these two people. That's not me.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a lot of things. I'm thinking about first of all, like you mentioned, like this the way fucking capitalism has like fucking rotted people's brains out. And yes, like property matters more to some people than actual human lives. But the other shit that like gets me is that like it's a two-pronged thing. It's like first, it's just like this way of talking about immigrant folks in a way that's like, they're hardworking people and they make this economy run, which like yes, like fully, but like even outside of that, like they're fucking human, like they are human beings that do not deserve to be treated like livestock, essentially. But the way people talk about it is just like, oh, these people matter because they make shit cheap for me. Right? And there was like one influencer who tried to appeal to those people, to that facet of humanity. Her name is like Rich BFF or something like that. And she was basically talking about, how she comes from a immigrant background, and she like essentially like she can't believe that people don't just give a fuck about humans, but also like if your selfish point of view is only like, this hardworking immigrant like myth or what or like tale that you're saying that like or even if you don't care about that. Like if you only care about yourself for some very selfish reason, you just want these like protests to be over, then you have to look at the economic impact of removing immigrants from the equation. And she broke down like essentially how much money they contribute to California and to the nation, and what their labor means for the greater economy, right? Like people assume that slavery is over, but hiring illegal immigration is a form of like, indentured servitude in some cases, or very barely passable wages, on top of the prison system, which also functions as a contemporary like slavery system. But she was breaking down all those economic factors that like immigrants contribute positively to if you are one of those selfish people that cannot find yourself to give a fuck about immigrants for anything other than their economic impact. Somebody else pointed out a couple of things regarding the raids too, is that like a lot of these like ICE people like are not federal agents or whatever. They're just like literally like contractors. For one, like a lot of these ICE agents like do not function with any like official gear. Like federal agents, even the National Guard, needs to have like badge numbers, names, and shit like that, if anything, for their bodies to be identified, right? For the most selfish, capitalistic, nationalistic bullshit, if anything, just for that. But a lot of these ICE agents do not have that because they're like a private company. They're functioning as a private company because just like there's private prison systems, there's also like private like ICE like and immigration holding cells and what essentially amounts to like bounty hunters and shit like that. So as you'll see in a lot of these videos, a lot of these people, these fucking animals who are like claiming to be ICE, they're not in uniform. Like they all have like vests and like hats and shit, and like are armed in some case, in most cases, but they're all just wearing fucking like running shoes and jeans and sweats and t-shirts. Like this is just like people who like got hired to do this fucking inhumane job. That, and by the way, this job that hasn't existed like that long, like somebody sent, said something to the effect of like the GameCube is older than ICE. And it's just like maddening, not only what it's cost, like if you're a fucking selfish person and all the economic things that I just mentioned right now don't fucking light you up. Like, also take note that, like, all this shit is also costing the federal government hella money to, like, enact in a time where supposedly we're doing all these fucking cuts across the board, like gutting welfare, gutting public education, gutting universities, you know, SNAP, healthcare, gutting all these fucking necessary national parks. But somehow we have all this fucking money to go terrorize families and ultimately waste taxpayer money while also like arresting and torturing like tax-paying folks, hardworking folks, and even, you know, and again, not that they need to fucking work because they're human, ultimately committing like inhumane acts of terrorism against people in American soil. Like,
Yeah, I sorry, you said a lot, and I agree with it. I'm trying to go back for first of your point of the good immigrant, essentially, right? Like the what do they provide for us? Which is always what I feel like undocumented. Also, another conversation of why we're well, I guess we'll get that later. But yeah, of labor, and I think it's a, and I think. Labor is important to talk about when talking about immigrants because it's part of also the working class conversation. And but I think it's like two different things to say to reduce people to that, to what they're good for, what they can provide, versus talking about who's exploiting them and the jobs that they're doing and like the dangers or the low paying wages that they receive and how they're exploited for their labor versus them just being reduced to what to their labor that they create, right? But yeah, on that note, just also I'm seeing a lot of conversations of which when we're talking about ICE and deportations and Border Patrol, anything to do with immigrations, it's always just like Latinos, like just Latinx, specifically Mexican Americans, or specifically Mexicans, and we all know that's because all white people mostly just when they talk about Latinx people, they're all Mexican. And we've talked about this numerous times, but just how Black immigrants are always excluded from these conversations, and not just Black immigrants, but also like they're like there's Asian immigrants as well that are being affected by ICE raids. I know that. Maybe in numbers, like we can, you know, also, because I, you know, in all these pictures, we're seeing the Mexican flag, or we're seeing it being reduced to just like Mexicans, Mexican Americans, even. And it's like, well, it is LA, number one, but just because that's all we're seeing doesn't mean that it's only some Mexican issue or Mexican American issue or that. It all the immigrants that are being deported and that are coming here trying to seek refuge are from Mexico. Like that's not, and also, yeah, just not to exclude Black immigrants who are, especially Haitians, who are always targeted and deported in higher numbers than non-Black immigrants.
Yeah, yeah, there's been some community discussions about like who this is affecting the most, and I like want to take us back to like not too long ago where like the folks who were being deported like en masse in a fucking organized manner were Haitian folks and folks from Africa, like they were targeted almost exclusively in the first rounds of deportation. So I understand like this need to like this instinct to like label this like a purely Latinx issue, but like the most like there are other communities that are also largely affected disproportionately, you know, maybe not by the numbers, right? Maybe we're not seeing like in the hundreds of thousands or you know, but when it comes to like proportionally by population, we're seeing a concerted targeted effort over the last, you know, decade or so to target Black folks from Haiti and African countries, right? I'm trying to navigate this like next point as like carefully as possible. You know, first of all, like ultimately we're on stolen land, right? LA with previously of the Tonga people. Tonga's peoples, in the first, like some of the first noted settlers were in the 1700s, and they were Mexican, right? And so much of LA and California at large, like owes its history, to indigenous folks and Mexican folks, and sometimes those things overlap, right? So, as folks are, you know, expressing themselves in a way that shows pride in their marginalized identities as, you know, Latinx, Mexican, Central America. Like, we also have to like keep in mind after like all this is said and done, like where those countries fall on the like the hierarchy of like nation states, right? So that's just something that I want to us to be careful about as we're treading through this difficult moment. Some of the most iconic pictures that have been taken from these riots are with, you know, folks carrying Mexican flags, which I just want also on that note for people to always be careful when they're going out and about. Just remember that like any time somebody has taken an iconic photo during these moments, like the state makes an example of them, right? And I'm talking almost on a national, like on an international level. I'm thinking about like from freedom fighters in Palestine that were gave us iconic photos and were persecuted by the state. And during the first wave of like Black Lives Matter protests, there was multiple folks who were part of very notable photographs and were also targeted by the state. So just make yourself, as the saying is right now, like water, never be the same twice. Okay, and like as you're documenting this moment, take care of the people in your photographs and videos. And only take these photographs and videos if you absolutely must for whatever reason.
Yeah. And sometimes it's more than just making an example out of people because, you know, with Ferguson, for example, like people ended up, like activists from Ferguson, I think there was like six, maybe five, six that were involved in those protests that have all ended up dead. And I don't think, you know, we know that's not a coincidence that they were targeted by the state. But going back to your point, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But with the Mexican flag, it's like there's like two sides. It's like the right wing that are like, if you fly that Mexican flag, you should go to Mexico, and like only the American flag should be flown here. And No other foreign country flag should be flown while they all fly Israel flags all the fucking time. Like, okay. So like I don't give a fuck how that flag makes you feel. And then on the other side, I also just want people to keep in mind that, yeah, at the end of the day, Mexico is a settler colonial state as well, and what that flag represents, et cetera, et cetera. But I think right now is not the time to talk about that. That's just something to point out because, like I said, I've been on Twitter and it's overwhelming, like how many people's thoughts and opinions and like who's doing what and like what's the optics and what's the right way to do this. And it's a lot. But right now, I think we just need to be all eyes on what's going on in LA and support in any way that we can, right? If we're not there. And I know that now I've seen like Austin, New York, Chicago that are going to have their own mobilizations happening maybe in the upcoming few days. So,
And right now is not the time to split hairs over shit like this. Like, that's one of the things that the right wing has on us is that they are unified as fuck. Like, they might not agree with each other, they might hate each other, but when some shit goes down, they are all on the same fucking side. So right now it's just like, fuck it, we ball. I want to right now it just happened before we started recording. Doechii got an award at the BET Awards and used her speech to say Trump is using military forces to stop a protest. I want y'all to consider what kind of government it appears to be when every time we exercise our democratic right to protest, the military is deployed against us. So shout out to Doechii and for using her platform in this important moment in her career to bring light to this. Shout out to a part of this, like, I've been handling a lot of fucking feelings, so let me just rip that band-aid off. And I do, a part of me is, and again, not a time to split hairs, but I wish that we had enough space in our minds and our hearts and our timelines to talk both about what's going on in LA and what's going on in Gaza and other spaces, right? But right now, like, a big thing happening, like, with the ongoing genocide in Gaza is that Greta Thunberg, she set off, like, not maybe not even 2 weeks ago on what is called, like, the Freedom Flotilla, which is supposed was just a ship that was sailing to Gaza to bring people supplies after a long period of, like, almost, I think we're entering our fourth, fifth month of, like, a complete, like, blockade of supplies to Gaza. Greta Thunberg, along with other activists from all over the world, set out, and recently the Israeli military or government, arrested them. And so we haven't had full communication with them in some time, and their governments are not speaking up for them. One of the main things about this flotilla, and something that I'm discovering, is that every ship in the ocean has to be, like, essentially assigned, like, a nation that, like, claims them. And this flotilla was registered with the UK, and so the UK is technically, like, legally responsible for the people in this ship, and are not, as of last reports, are UK's not working publicly, at least, to, like, free the people in this ship, who, again, all they were doing was taking supplies to Gaza. So also holding that, there are ways to get involved depending on, like, the nation that you're from. And if you're from the UK, you can call your government to basically act on their legal duty of protecting the folks in this ship. And then there's a lot of folks from places like Brazil and Spain and Sweden and all sorts of other places on this ship that their embassy should be looking into, like fighting for the rights of their people. So holding that at the same time as like holding the like the militarization used against the people of LA, and connecting them also, because I want folks to remember that, like, you know, LAPD works with the IDF. A lot of places, a lot of the police forces in the US are either trained by the IDF or train with them or train them. There is mixing there of militarization. And like these things are like unite us in that ultimately it is the ruling class that is more invested in killing people and subduing people and disappearing people than it is in taking care of them. So I just want to like highlight that as well.
Yes, so is that all for today?
I feel like
I feel like, yeah, there's a lot happening and we probably miss things, but just trying to keep up with what's been going on.
yeah, a lot of folks just showing their, oh, another thing, like folks saying, or right-wing media saying that, like the, you know, the police is overwhelmed with like dealing with these protesters and shit. Meanwhile, like L like the LAPD marched at fucking LA Pride this Sunday. Like, girl, if this is such an emergency, why the fuck are you at LA Pride?
Why are you at LA Pride, period? At any Pride, period. But we know who's
All these fucking bootlickers that fucking forgot that like Pride only happened because we as an LGBTQ community fucking fought back against cops, right? Like, I want to remind all you folks, all you fucking LGBT folks that think that if you're a good gay or a good trans person and you're an upright citizen, that all of a sudden that the rule of the land is not going to come to bite you. But I want to remind you that it wasn't, you know, too long ago that we were essentially labeled a mental illness, and that even before that we were labeled illegal. Like it was unlawful to be trans in public, to be queer in public. Like sodomy laws didn't even lift in some places until like as recently as 30 years ago. So like you're enjoying all these freedoms right now because folks fought for them. But just as easily, or you know, no, just all these freedoms are hard fought for, and they can easily be stripped back when the government no longer finds us like suitable like citizens for them, right? Because like we're seeing them like disappear people, supposedly because they committed crimes without any due process, and people don't care because they're undocumented. Similarly, they can label you like as a criminal just for being who you are. So fucking wake the fuck up. Like, I understand the value in showing up to a pride event in at any point in history. But I also don't want y'all to be like complacent and complicit in like police forces being part of these celebrations of what are anti-police protests, essentially, what began as anti-police protests. Like, wake up, girlies.
Yeah, and also LA Pride tweeted out like the official account, like something about how undocumented people are welcome at Pride and that they're partnering with LAPD to keep everybody to keep said undocumented people safe somehow. And it's like, girl, what? What? How the fuck does that make sense to you that there's undocumented people, especially with what's going on right now with these riots and these mass deportations, and your solution to that is to invite cops to Pride to make those people feel safe? How?
I'm gonna
How?
hire the Gestapo to take care of the to make people feel safe of the other Gestapo.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's like that argument of like the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. But this time it's like the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is another bad guy with a gun.
Exactly.
Girls,
Exactly. It's just.
critical thinking, please. I know that y'all are hella poppered up. And that shit has fucked with your brains, but fucking wake up.
Okay. All right. On that note, on what has made me less better is actually seeing what's going on in LA. And I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to romanticize it or anything, but like I said, I feel like since Trump took office, it's been a shit show after shit show of everything that this administration is doing and trying to do and going to do, and seeing what's going on is like, okay, I'm not the only one who thinks this, you know what I mean? Who feels a this anger, who feels like something needs to be done past petitions and calling your representatives and voting, you know?
Yeah. Before I forget, let this be a fucking lesson to all the motherfuckers. I'm not even to the point where I'm gonna talk about things that made me less bitter. But like let this be a lesson
Sorry.
to were you done?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Like, let this be a fucking lesson to all you motherfuckers who are like, LA is so fake and LA is this and like
Me.
talk shit about LA and like this. Like thing that like anytime somebody says like LA is fake or LA is like plastic or there's all like these influencers or whatever, like that just shows me that you don't know fucking shit. That all you know is what social media and television and movies show you, and you've never had a conversation with actually somebody from fucking LA. Like to people who are actually from LA, like anything like kind of north of downtown, like it's not even super qualified. Like West Hollywood is on a fuck is in Santa Monica are on like thin fucking ice as far as like belonging to LA. Like if you don't know shit about Boyle Heights, about Compton, Inglewood, like Southeast LA, Huntington Park, like downtown, Koreatown, Little Tokyo, like even fucking Silver Lake, Echo Park. Like if you don't if like if those are not your fucking frame of reference, like I need you to never fucking speak on LA. Because you don't know shit. Because like all you know is like white people. And all you know is rich people or middle class folks, which like fucking wake up to the fact that most people in LA are working class as fuck. Like middle class was such a fucking like a non-concept to me, like growing up, that like because that didn't really exist that much in like at South LA. We like to paint a fucking picture. Like I grew up in Maywood, which is Southeast LA, and live like a couple cities down from Downey, which in like 2004 or something, there was a big splashy article that named Downey as like the Beverly Hills of Latinos. Do you know how what their fucking household income was for fucking Downey? Like 50K. Like 50K. Like that would barely qualify in most places as like upper working class. Like it's so wild to me to see folks speak on LA as like this Hollywood thing when like That's not the LA that most of us fucking know, especially if you're a person of color or a working class person. The Malibus, the West Hollywoods of the world, even West Hollywood. Like, I have friends who live in projects in fucking West Hollywood. But all these Malibus and all these, they think fucking Kim Kardashian, who lives in fucking Thousand Oaks, which is more Ventura County, but that's a different story. They think that's fucking LA. Like, no, girl. Like, fucking come to Earth. Come down to Earth. Look at what the people are doing and how they're living. Because, like, as somebody else mentioned, like, all the, it's these protests are not happening. Like, yes, we are here. Like, folks are here to protect their people, but they're also fucking fed up of, like, seeing, like LA being sold for parts and by the mayors and the governors and now the fucking federal government, and give folks nothing in return. And I hope this is a turning point for my city, and I hope that so much comes of this. But most of all, I want you motherfuckers to know that, like, LA turns the fuck up. And your bougie influencers and all those fake people that you consider part of LA are not part of this LA that's like really showing up for people. Things that made me less bitter is the fact that it's hot now in Portland.
That it's hot.
Yeah, it's been like 90 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's the only thing making me less bitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's been
Yeah.
like 100. Well, the rest of the week is going to be like 100, 102, 105 here.
I think 107 is my breaking point.
Okay. I don't know what my breaking point is. Whatever's going on in Arizona, probably.
Oh my God. I've lived through 114 in the valley. I don't want to do that again. Oof. All right, y'all. Thank you for coming
right, y'all.
through.
Stay safe if you're in LA, if you're out
Yeah.
there, or wherever you are. Because, like I said, it's not, I don't think just LA, if you're going to a protest,
Take care of each other.
wear a mask, be careful, leave your phone at home. Take every precaution that you can, and we'll see you all next time.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.